time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation
podcast.
All right. We back. You know what I mean? Another week we here chopping it up with you. You know, shit talking. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, a few weeks into the summer holiday, you know, we all the way full bloom with this summer shit. What's good with you? How you doing?
Hey, I'm trying to see what this summer talking about, man. It look hot out there in them streets.
Nice.
Violence is already popping off.
You talk about up there, down there, up here, everywhere.
It seems like everywhere.
Yeah, it seems like you had the
pop off in Philly. You know, you definitely had a couple pop offs in Atlanta. Shit, somebody was shooting, hit the Sephora just now in Atlanta. That was about an hour ago.
Shot up the Sephora.
Well, they were shooting at each other. The bullets just went to Sephora. They were shooting at a car and missed and went to the Sephora.
Yeah, see.
So, you know, I guess niggas is at the ops out here in these streets.
See, this is what kills me. You know, like, obviously, I'm not for any of this shit. But if you gonna be these niggas that like to shoot and show your guns and buy all the guns and all of that shit, and y'all, you know, these urban hunting ass niggas with these ops, go to the range. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to shoot. Don't, like, just shoot and look the other way and running and shooting and just shooting every fucking body. Like, you just, that shit is killing me, man. It's the most, it's obviously, opening fire in any capacity in public is irresponsible. But I mean, damn, like, if this is your personality, hone your craft. You know what I mean? And let me say that I'm saying that in jest. You know what I mean? I don't endorse none of this gunplay, but I'm just fucking tired of, like, you know, just the innocent people being shot. I'm tired of everybody getting shot, but just the, you know, just the innocent shit of it all. When you see the surveillance footage, niggas be shooting and looking the other way and ducking behind her, and then it's, man.
They already scared. You know what I'm saying?
They scared as hell. It's sad. But what's really crazy is just how culturally, I was just having this conversation, just culturally, it has just jumped straight to gunplay. Nobody really throw hands at all. Like, that shit seems so antiquated. That shit don't even seem like it's in the curriculum no more. Nobody want to fight. Everybody just, you know, got guns with drums and long ass fucking clips on. Like, it's crazy, man. I know I'm getting old because I look at the shit differently. You know what I'm saying? I see no excitement in any of it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I used to get excited by some of the ignorance. Not excited in the way of where, you know, but, you know, the drama was exhilarating. Yo, the niggas started shooting. Oh, shit was crazy. Ah, you know, that type of shit. Now, I'm weary with this shit. I feel like Danny Glover. Way too old for all this shit. I just try to stay out the way. Anyway.
Right. That's where it's at. It's to the point of, you know, ain't no fighting. It's gunplay all day. That's what they talking about. That's what they screaming about. Niggas getting their hands on a gun before they could get their hands on a drink. And take time to shoot. I mean, I got a Draco, you know. Why I need to take time to learn how to shoot? I'm just spraying it up. And that's, you know, it's almost like they don't take heed that bullets don't have no names. You know what I'm saying? They thinking the bullets is heat seeking and it's going to hit the target that they intended.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Every time, if you spray enough bullets, they going to hit the target.
Right. And only the target.
Right. You know? But, you know, they not taking into account the regular world because they ain't living in the regular world in their mind. They in a bubble, a very violent bubble. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And inside of that bubble. You know, only thing that matters is ops, enemies, how I feel, ego, pride, the set, the gang, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, you know. I saw a post on Instagram this morning, actually, and it was had the, you know, the voiceover of, it's easy to ride with your mans when he got the Draco and the da-da-da-da-da. It's easy, you know. Then he was like, you know, when your man get locked up, it's easy, you know. Man, all right, dead the crime, go do the time, that's easy. But then the picture, the video that they had was like, you know, of a cat, he dressed in a sweatsuit. He looked like, you know, but he's paralyzed and, you know, saying severely. Like, looked like from the neck down and even didn't have a lot of control over his face. And it was, you know, then it was like, no, it's hard, you know what I'm saying, to have to, you know, clean your mans, you know what I'm saying, and diaper them and feed them, you know what I mean? That's hard. Like, you know, while y'all out here playing, these are the, you know, death in jail ain't the only two outcomes. Those two outcomes are easy because, you know, he put on the T-shirt and keep it moving, you know what I'm saying? Free my dog when he in jail and keep it moving. But having to take care of your mans is you down to do that, you know? And that's, you know, we talk about that all the time, shit. When it come down to who gonna change, who gonna wipe your ass and change your diaper and shit, that list gonna get short than a mug. Nobody thinking about that.
Yeah, you know, reload the clip, but just shit on myself. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, man. There's a cat, I'm trying to find his name. There's a cat similar to that, what you're talking about. I think I sent you his shit before. He's out of Philly, a rapper out of Philly who does kind of like, he does little videos like that rap shit where there was one where he's rapping with his man who was paralyzed, you know, basically from the neck down. You know what I'm saying? He's talking about how he used to be the man and all of that shit. And now, you know, he can't even move. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, that's the cautionary tale. And to your point, people don't really pay attention to that. You know, they don't really, I don't know, man. I guess they don't really acknowledge it. You know what I'm saying? They don't really, you know, it is what it is, man. The shit is a damn shame.
You know, and when you sign up for the game, you sign up for yourself, right? Some people sign up for the gang, whatever. But you're signing up for the lifestyle. You know, this is what it's going to be. I'm taking this on. You're not considering the collateral damage and the community aspect and the people. You know, you're just thinking about getting to the bag, or for whatever reason you're doing it, whether it's the bag, whether it's the tight-knit family environment that you lack at home, or, you know what I'm saying, the bond of the brothers, the excitement of, you know, physically, you know what I mean, beating people, whooping people, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Whatever you signed up for, that's all you really consider, especially when you're that age, when you're young, you just consider yourself and your wants and needs and desires. But, you know, we getting older and you understand all of those decisions have wide reaching effects. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whether it's selling dope, you're selling dope to somebody's family member. You know what I mean? You don't know how that is affecting that entire family. You know, whether it's, you know, you banging and you shooting and, you know what I'm saying, you chasing ops, what you call them, urban hunting, you know what I'm saying? You are affecting, you know, whole families, whole neighborhoods, whole, you know what I'm saying? You're affecting the future in that death might cause, you know what I mean, killings from the next 20 years. Because, you know what I'm saying, between the back and forth, and then by the time you get 2-3 years in, you don't even know why you're killing no more. You just killing. Because we don't like them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's interesting with the Trouble guy who got killed. Rest in peace. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The guy.
Rest in peace.
The guy that shot him, you know, he turned himself in. But his mama put him on the phone with the police. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So that made me think, just imagine your kid, you know what I'm saying? You got your kid that done did this dumb shit, bought some dumb shit. Now he at your house crying, trying to figure out what to do. Now you got to figure out what to do. You know, some may say, you know what I'm saying, let them go on the lam. You know what I'm saying? Well, who got money for that? You know what I'm saying? You like, this nigga ain't even got no good sense to be on the lam, because if he did, he wouldn't be here at my house, the first place they going to come looking for him. So now you have to make a decision. It's like, you know what? You might as well face your music and get it on over with, you know? Or you going to, you know, run the risk of getting your ass killed out here because your face all over the news and niggas already looking for you. So as a parent, that's tough, because that man killed somebody's son. That parent is grieving. You know what I'm saying? The girl house who he was at, you know what I'm saying? She probably bugged out in a whole different kind of way, because supposedly some they already had domestic situations between them two. Now your mama got to put her son in jail for who knows how long. You done ruined three families right there. One action. Yeah. Ain't nobody thinking about that, though. Think about how you feel in the moment. You know what I mean? You got your pistol with you or whatever you got, and that's enough courage for you to make that move. You ain't got to think about it, because you got iron courage, steel, courage of steel. So, you know, it's tripped out, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's a damn shame. I remember growing up, my moms would always say, my moms and my grandmother, my moms would definitely say, look, if you do some wild shit, I'm turning you in. She would keep it 100. I'm turning you in, nigga. You could, God, yeah, she was 100 about that. My grandmother was always like, I ain't never visit nobody in jail. They said that from the door. And let that be the precedent. I have never visited anybody in jail, and I will not. I was like, well, I understood. There was nothing cloudy about them statements. You know what I'm saying? You do that shit, you on your own, my nigga. You want to be that? That's what you want to do? I bet. We're on the doorstep over here. You going to go ahead and be yourself. And don't shit. Don't bring that heat towards me, because I'm telling. I was like, damn.
And I ain't accepting no collect calls either.
Nah, nigga, not at all. Them shits is expensive.
Commissary on dry. We could just be it by itself.
Even though I did used to collect calls, not from no type of jail cell or nothing dramatic, but if I was like trying to stay out a little long or go somewhere and shit, and I ain't had no money for a call, you know, I would always call collecting. You know, back in the day, they'd be like, you have a collect call from, Ma, listen, could I go to the movies real quick? I'm just saying it, you know, let me know. You know what I mean? Boo, yeah, all right. And she just hang up and no, accept the charges. But that definitely became the voicemail. I don't know. I'm sure other people have used that. That was the voicemail.
That was the move for a while until they stopped letting them hear you. You couldn't hear the other side after a while.
It's like, oh, these motherfuckers here think they slick. And TNT had to shut that down.
That's funny. But yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
It's tough out here right now. It was funny because, not funny, but it was eerie. Because we was at the P Black birthday ball.
I saw a flick. I saw you was at some upscale fly shit. Yeah. Talk about it.
Yeah, so we was out there, you know. Nigga put on a, you know, it was black tie. So we got the, I got the info last minute, like the night before. So it was like, oh, shit, I ain't had no black tie with me. You know what I'm saying? No black tie attire. I had a couple suits, though. So I was like, shit, how I jazz my suit up, you know what I mean, to step out with, you know, because, you know, it's Atlanta, everybody going to want to be fly, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was like, shit, I need to, you know, this is my first time really out, so let me, you know what I'm saying, rise up. So I put it together, pieced it together, went and bought a nice little tie. The tie was the secret sauce, you know what I'm saying, came up on that real quick. And it was like a almost fucked up type of situation, because I went in and I bought a bow tie. And then I was like, all right, cool. And I wasn't too sure about the bow tie because it was one of the more flamboyant type of bow ties.
You know what I'm saying? Like a velvet piece?
No, it's definitely velvet because, you know, you want to, I was trying to jazz up a regular suit, you know what I'm saying? To, you know, to be more black tie, would be more formal. So I bought the flop. It was kind of floppy. You know, it's like big. It looked like from the 70s, like a 70s bow tie almost.
Oh, Sammy Davis looking joints?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, I had my reservations, but I was like, you know what? You know, I need something that kind of stand out. Let me, you know, man, the salesman had done sold me into it. He's like, nah, I like this one better. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He, you know, he based in Atlanta, so he know what niggas like. Right. He was like, when I went in there, he was like, what's the occasion? I was like, well, you know, I'm going to the birthday party. He was like, oh, from QC? Like, I was like, yeah. Like, because this was like the day of, you know what I'm saying? He was like, oh, man, I probably dress half the people there. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Because, you know, it's a spot right there in Buckhead, Connoisseur. Paris is the name of the spot. You know what I'm saying? They sell suits and shit. And I know it because I popped in there one time to buy some like lapel pins and shit like that.
Shout out your sales guy. Who was the sales guy?
I don't know his name. I just know the shop. Connoisseur. He ain't, you know what I'm saying? We ain't exchanged names, but you know, he took care of me. So I went with it. I'm like, if I don't like it, I could just, you know what I'm saying, pop right back across the street, you know what I mean? And pick it up. So as I'm walking out, because my suit is blue, it's navy, real dark though, so you know, you could pull it off at night.
So I
was walking out the joint, and then I saw in the window on the mannequin they had a regular length tie, but it was velvet, and then but the top part of it, when you tie the knot, the top part of it was regular silk. Like, so the knot would be silk, and then the tie was velvet. I was like, oh, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was like, that's hard. And it's navy blue. Ooh. So I went back in and copped that. You know what I'm saying? So now I was like, yeah, my shit complete. I should have gave him that little bow tie back, but I was like, I'm going to just see how it would have looked. And that shit looked like I had Dumbo around my neck. Like my tie was about to fly off. For that type of shit, you need more body. Like, you need more, you know what I'm saying? You need to be bigger. You know what I'm saying?
A husky cat. Okay.
Yeah, you need to be husky or built or some shit like that to be able to pull that floppy tie off, you know what I'm saying, on a slim dude. That shit look like, nah, that ain't gonna work. But anyway, got fly, went to the shit. And we're doing the red carpet. Shout out to Kennedy Rue, who was hosting it, holding it down. And, you know, Kenny Burns was coming up the thing. So I was like, let's talk to Kenny. So she's talking to Kenny. And while she's talking to Kenny, Trouble jumps in the shot. Like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Because he was like, you know, pulling people up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was shouting out P, and you know how he pulled people up and gave back. And then he was like, you know what I'm saying, that's important. And then so Trouble jumped in like, nah, what's important is Kenny Burns, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing, this shit wouldn't be like it is without, you know what I'm saying? So he just jumped in the shot. And and you know, was giving a shout out. Then they both started talking about how Atlanta worked together and stick together, you know what I'm saying? So that was the conversation. On, what was that, Wednesday night?
Wow.
And then that shit happened Saturday night or whatever. And I was like, damn, just seeing this nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, you know what I'm saying? That shit was crazy. Man.
It's a damn shame. Life is that fleeting, you know?
And yeah.
And shit. Man.
Like, just like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, so, man. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. It seems like a really big loss. I see Atlanta's really, you know, mourning.
Just felt like a cool nigga.
I heard
you know
his name
saying?
A lot. Yeah. From what I see, I never really heard much of his music. I heard his name a lot, though. I seen, you know what I mean? He's somebody that I was aware of, but I wasn't really up to speed on his catalog. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, it's His life was cut short over some, you know, seems to be some dumb shit, and allegedly the guys didn't even know each other, you know?
Right.
So,
You know, yeah. Sound like, you know what I'm saying, somebody was in their feelings, and you never know how that shit go. Yeah. When you're in your feelings, you're in your feelings. Mm-hmm. And to the, you know, obviously to the edge of what he can fathom.
Right.
And, you know, but it's all speculation. I don't know what happened. But,
yeah.
You know,
crazy.
You know, yeah. But on the flip side of it all, you know what I'm saying, to be in the room with all of, you know, the Atlanta playmakers and people who help build this side of the industry, as this side of the industry is kind of shining at this point, people who help make this city what it is, you know what I mean, from the music side and, you know, film. There's a lot of people there, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of the people who've been around, the new people. You know, Hannah Kang did the event, you know. AG did the event as well. Hannah Kang probably did all of the, you know, the fly shit that you see inside of the place. She been doing that shit for a minute. She was famous. She famously did the Beyonce 21st birthday party, the skate party.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That goes way back.
The Usher birthday party where he had all of the wild animals in that motherfucker.
Right, right. That shit's, you know what I'm crazy. Saying?
So to see that she was still doing what she doing, AG still doing what he doing, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shaka Zulu up in there, Tubby, you know what I'm saying? Chubby Baby, you know, all
DJ.
D-Nice.
Oh, okay. Damn, D-Nice is everywhere, boy. Yeah, D- man is super booked.
And that speaks to, you know what I'm saying, the power of what they got going on, because D-Nice is booked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
D-Nice ain't no easy booking no more.
Nah, not at all. But you know, QC, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or P, which one is it? Was P.
P. QC. Yeah, it was P. The label is QC. Okay. And then, right, you know, it's probably, P and Coach K.
And Coach, yeah. Got it. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Where was it at?
It was at the Fox Theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Interesting. So they locked down the Fox. Puff hosted.
How they do that? Is the Fox Sticks? I'm always thinking, I haven't been in the Fox. I may have been in the Fox Theater one time, but I'm just thinking that, isn't it a stage and an auditorium? Do they take the seats out of that shit, or is it another floor? Yeah. What's the vibe?
You know what I'm saying? You clear out the little seat parts.
Oh shit! All right, go ahead now, P. Shit, moving shit around.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Reorganize up in this motherfucker.
That's what's up. Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah. So that was.
You look sharp.
Dope.
You look like you fit the black tie event. I mean, I think the flick I saw, it looked like a black suit. But yeah, man. That
yeah,
shit,
it's you know, Navy. You know, I had to go to my Google. So I was like, what's appropriate for black tie?
Right.
Because I had my blue suit here. I had my gray suit here. I knew the gray suit might have been too light for the nighttime scenario, but, you know, thought it might fit on some James Bond shit if I had to.
Right.
But when I looked it up, it was like it could be black or navy, but as long as it's dark, like a dark. So my shit was dark. So I was like, okay, I got that. You know what I'm saying? I already had my shoes. So I was ready. I just needed the right tie to bring it up. You know what I'm saying? So, got that done. Felt accomplished because I never tied a Windsor knot before. You know what I'm saying?
You had the full body shit, too.
Yeah,
that shit
full
was,
body
was...
joint. I never done it before. You know what I'm saying? I only know the little regular whoop, whoop, bing, bing. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know all of the knots. So, I was like, and then, you know, when I got the suits made, I got the shirts made too, and then they all kind of like spread neck. But I ain't never really, I wore a bow tie with one before, but other than that, I usually wear it just without no tie.
Right.
So I'm like, shit, I'm going to have to tie this tie, and the only knot that fit with this collar is a Windsor. Actually, when I looked it up and did my little Google search, The spread collar was originally called the Windsor collar because that shirt went with that knot. So I'm like, okay.
The regular knot will look wild, lonely.
Right. And then you'll see the edges of the tie, you know what I'm saying? Not under the collar. So I'm like, shit, now I gotta tie a real ass knot.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the YouTube.
Gotta go. Community college.
But the YouTube community college, it didn't really, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't really follow the movements, it's know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I'm like, damn. So I'm scrolling through the internet, and then one page came up, and it just had, like, illustrations of the moves. So it don't have no hands in the way. You know what I'm saying? YouTube, you're looking at somebody doing it with their hands be in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So when it had the illustration, it just showed you the move. I'm like, oh, okay. And boom, off that, the first try, I got it right. But then I had it too short, so I was like, ah, shit, I had to start back over. And then went back, second try, got it right, it was perfect. Ah, left it, boom. That shit's still tied up right now, so if I got to use it again.
Got to. Keep that shit how it is. Yeah, fuck that. That shit is stays put.
stay like it is, man.
Hell yeah, come on now.
Because now.
all of this fucking, back and forth and under and over and all of that other shit. And then hell yeah, keep that shit. Take your head, take that shit off your neck. Put that shit on the hook somewhere.
Right.
That shit is serious.
But when I did it, I see the you know what I'm saying, I see the philosophy behind it. It's like you do the one side, then you do the other, then you bring the tie on around to cover up what you just did, and then tuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, I get it now. Okay,
it's slick. I don't know who kicked it off, but they did some fly shit. Whoever was the first one with that Windsor was sitting on. They was coming through with some shit. Niggas like, damn, nigga, you get your tie that big, like a fucking throw pillow on your neck. But
not the double. Now I ain't had a double Windsor like the what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Again, them double Windsors that you need a lot of body for that. You can't be no slim nigga. Yeah. Shit look like a noose.
Yeah.
You gotta have like some muscles or some fat, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some girth, you gotta have, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be big body to have a big body knot on your neck.
Yeah. It look like a noose. Oh shit, man. Yeah. Speaking of that, did you see this candidate? I forget he's running against.
Yeah, I seen him. What's his name? He's from Kentucky?
Kentucky? In Kentucky, I don't want to. He's in Kentucky. I think I could find it, but put his neck in a noose to kind of drive home the point to I forget who he's going against. Rand
Paul.
Ain't that a bitch? Rand Paul. Let me find out what the black man's name to put his neck in a noose. I can't just shout out Rand Paul and not shout out
something Booker or something like something.
Damn, what's his name?
Hold on, I'll find it.
Charles Booker. Yeah, so he's running for Kentucky. Senate. First black nominee for the U.S. Senate. And
what he was trying to do is bring home the point that Rand Paul voted against the anti-lynching bill.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And then, but
I get it.
Upon further research, Rand Paul eventually went ahead and went with it, but he originally was against it. So his point is, my man right there still want us hanging from trees, So
I get it.
That's his running, one of his running points. But I don't like the imagery of putting myself in a noose. You know what I'm saying? It's
right,
cool.
Right.
You know what I mean, Charles Booker, okay, you fine, you do how you do.
Right.
But I don't even want to know how I feel.
A little too provocative for me. Certain shit I won't do. I don't think I'd ever do like a photo shoot in a coffin. You know what I'm saying? The noose. You know, some of that shit is just a little too powerful, a little too, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A little tempting fate, you know. And then shit, you got to win. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be in the noose and lose.
Shit, you lose, saying? You might get lynched out this bitch.
You know that a bitch?
Nigga, that's what you was looking you for. There? I got right. you. I got you right here.
Uh-huh. Put you in the double Windsor. Oh, man. Anyway, man. So, yeah, man. Shout out to vote for Charles Booker, please. You know what I mean? Help that man. So, he, you know, he don't need to do that type of thing no more. Rand Paul been in that shit too long. And if you reluctant on the lynching bill, you don't need to be in the Senate. Not in 2022. Come on, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, to get off of that Rand Paul shit, back into some black excellence. Yo, I got, I've been quiet about it, but you know, I've gotten over 100 Wordles at a 100% victory rate. You know, I don't really be talking about my Wordle shit, but I still be Wordle.
Wait. So you undefeated in Wordle?
I'm undefeated in Wordle. Now, this the only thing that I'm a little upset about is my streak ended at like 56. Because mm-hmm. the thing is, the Wordle shit is every day. Mm-hmm. So some days, if you forget, you know what I mean? You don't do your Wordle, you start all over. You know what I'm saying? Oh. So it was a couple times. Yeah, it kind of killed me. A couple times when I had a nice little streak going. Then I miss a day, just, you know, just some regular ass shit. Like, you know, like you take a vitamin, you miss a day or whatever. And you're like, oh, fuck. Next thing you know, you got to go right back to one. So my longest streak was 56. Mm-hmm. I've done 101 Wordles and I got 100% of them shits right. So I feel great. I ain't going to lie to you now. And then now that I, you know, I got over 100 and I lost my streak, I'm not really tripping, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to enjoy it, you know what I mean? But I'm not running back, you know. Like, for a minute, I was a Wordle fiend. I'd be on the way to go out, do a show, or go somewhere, or whatever. And I realized, oh, shit, I ain't do my Wordle yet. So I try to get that Wordle in before I do anything. And, you know, it take a little bit of thought. So, you know what I mean? You trying to, you know, you don't want to rush the thought and fuck around and lose your Wordle. Mm. But,
so, yeah. Wordle, yeah. You're not playing against nobody. You're just playing against the game.
You're kind of playing against yourself. You know, what happens is every time that you finish the Wordle, it shows your stats. So, it shows, you know, how many Wordles you've completed, what's your success rate, you know, your percentage. And then also below it, it shows where you typically, how many guests it typically takes. I think it's about 5 guests, maybe 4 guests, something like that. Mm-hmm. So it'll have like a little chart, like a graph. And it'll be like, if it's 100, there'll be like 25 first guests, or, you know what I mean, 50 third, you know what I'm saying, third guest, 25, you know, that type of thing, just to see what you really average. I'm heavy on the third guess. Third guess is where I get it. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. Yeah, which I think is respectable. So, but, you know. Yeah,
Wordle champ out this bitch.
I'm out here wordling. I'm on my Wordle show. You know me. I never shared on the Twitter. I never got into that. I always thought that was a little much. But I ain't going to lie. There's times I wanted to. Times I wanted, you know, to crack the mic and let y'all know.
What stopped you from talking about it? You think what you was going to jinx yourself or something?
Nah, I didn't think I was going to jinx myself. I just, that's not my vibe. You know what I mean? Like, right. Sharing your Wordle score. Just, it's a little, I don't but know. I don't want to say it's.
You didn't even share that you even do it.
Oh, I've talked about it on the pod. I talked about it on the pod when I first started doing it. Oh. And then I've had it written down. Notes to get back at it. But then, you know, we always talk about some other shit, but we talk about black excellence. And I mean, I just recently hit 100, so I was like, well, fuck, man, this is a milestone. This is a Wordle milestone. So yeah, congratulations to me.
Word.
Yeah, Wordle. Exactly.
Champ.
You know, now there's some people out there with some crazy impressive. I forget somebody, I don't know if it's, one of our listeners hit me up first time I talked about Wordle, and he sent me his Wordle stats,
And his shits was impressive. You know what I'm saying? Like, from the door. He was like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. You for real. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to all of the other, the Wordle aficionados, all of those in the winner's circle. You know what I mean? The Wordle circle.
I never played the Wordles.
Yeah, Wordle is cool, man. It's one of those. I'm not, you know, typically I'm not even one of those kind of guys. Not that. I don't say it like that. But I don't really all the way get into a lot of that shit. And maybe it's just getting older. You know, because I always kind of view that as some older shit, crossword puzzles and things of that nature. But Wordle is so kind of easy and turnkey, like, and it's fun. Like, it's not a whole lot. Like, crossword puzzles are a little too intensive. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to take so much time to get through a Wordle. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the nice little boost of serotonin that you get when you go on a nice little run on Jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? You know, you get about 3-4 questions right in a row. You know what I'm saying? And you in the living room and your family there, and they're like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? That's what that Wordle, that's what that Wordle bump feel like. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think you're an armchair Jeopardy winner.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
So that's what's up, man. You know, congrats on your streak.
Well, thank you. I'm trying my best out here. You know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to inspire. You know?
Well, you're doing it, man. I might pick up my download the Wordle. You know what I'm saying? Test my.
You don't even have to download it. All you gotta do is that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you just go straight to now I work for Wordle now. Look at this shit. But all you gotta do is just go on your browser, internet browser, either on your phone or whatever. You go to New York Times, Wordle/Wordle. That should have come right up. And they got all types of little spin-off Wordles. There's Hurdle, which is like the music shit. These are not official. These are kind of like, you know, like little gray area shit. People just kind of little low-key infringement. But there's Hurdle, which is like they play like a little bit of a song. And then if you don't guess it on the first like little 2-second sample, you could skip and then add another 2 seconds to it. And then it goes up to about 10 seconds. If you don't get it in 10 seconds, you just don't get it. That's kind of fun. They got Filmle or Filmdle or some shit like that, where they like the there's two of them, I think. Now I'm bugging out. I think there's one that's like the film poster, and the film poster's kind of like coming into frame, like it's blurred out, and you press it and then you guess what it is, and you know what I mean? There's that. And then there's the other one where it shows like a real quick montage, like 2 seconds or 3 seconds of the film, and you got to guess which film it is. So there's a few little joints out there that are kind of, you know, spin it off. But Wordle is really where it's at, to be totally honest with you. That's still a done data.
Wordle.
Yeah, check it out. Let me know what you think. Yeah, check
You know, yeah. Maybe getting a little serotonin popping. I don't know. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit. You know what I mean? You know.
Just trying to get my vitamins and nutrients right.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, a little brain food.
Yeah, you know? Most definitely. I've been, pretty cool on my diet since Ramadan.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, you know, had the multivitamin that I usually would take just during Ramadan. But at the time, you know what I'm saying, you know, I don't know if I had like brain fog or some shit from, you know, whatever. But, you know, you feel like a certain way. And then during Ramadan, I was taking the joints, the multivitamins and the omega-3. I felt great. You know what I'm saying? So afterwards, it was kind of like, you know, you fall off for your ritual. And then, you know, you start feeling that shit slipping back. You're like, oh, no, you're not going back that way. Let me get my vitamins and my omega-3 and my green juice and, you know, try to keep my shit on point. Because, you know, shit, if a nigga don't hit me with no bullets and shit, you know what I'm saying? Nigga do not want to have a diaper from being old and shit and not taking care of yourself. So, you got to do what you can. Stay out the diaper. You know what I'm saying? Play some Wordle. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah, you get out and do some exercise.
Yeah. You don't want to be sitting in shit. You know what I'm saying? That's when it's niggas, all said and done.
That's when niggas start abusing your ass.
Yeah.
You don't want to. Yeah. Can't do shit about it. You sitting down on some shit. Motherfucker just leave you there. That's abuse.
Mm. Yeah, that's fucked up. Oh, damn. Anyway. Well. At this moment, we good. At this moment, we good.
Hey, and that's the whole point, man. Shit, be good, stay good. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Shit.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm so reluctant because when you said something about stay out of the way earlier, right? That's one of, like, Trouble's lines. I think his, not lines, but some shit he say, you know what I mean, on Twitter or some shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying, stack, pray, and stay out the way or some shit like that. And I'm like, dang. He's staying out the way. Still got hit. Golly. You know what I'm saying? You be like, damn, huh? Try not to even put that in the vernacular and shit, even though I like how it sounds. I like that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Hey, shit, that's what I be doing.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to, you know, live your best life. Try to do it. Try to, you know, make the most out of this shit, you know? Speaking of life, Prince would have been 64 today.
You say what?
Prince, the artist.
Oh, Prince, yeah, Prince, yeah.
64. Yeah, I just saw that, and I saw his little, you know, he got that famous quote about he stopped celebrating his birthday, so he stopped counting how old he was, because it was basically paraphrasing, but it would basically make him feel older. So now that he don't really know exactly how old he is, he don't feel no type of way. Something to that effect, which is, you know, some very, very Prince cosmic type shit anyway, you know.
To
you
say, that Prince. Nigga know when he was but, born.
Yeah. Of course he know. He got. I'm sure he got all his paperwork.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Shit. But you know. And if shit, every somebody in his orbit will tell him, nigga, you 63. You know what I'm saying? They tell him shit.
It don't matter, but nigga, you know you were born in 19
right, 59, it.
Nigga.
Right,
you know we a long way from there now.
right. Come on now. You see these rights? Anyway, oh shit, man. But you know, rest in peace, Prince. What's your favorite Prince song?
Favorite Prince song, if I had to pick one, damn. Well, I would have to pick the first one that caught me and stuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I was on a, you know, summer vacation. We probably talked about it on the podcast here.
Okay, yeah.
Summer vacay, a whole girl next door moment, and she put me up on Prince, and she was listening to Adore, so I'm going to have to go with that, you know what I'm saying? He had a lot of bangers, a lot of things. But that one was the one that was like, damn, okay.
Yeah.
It's a whole vibe. I need to get with this.
Yeah. Nah, Adore was that one. Adore was one of them. That was going to be my one.
Really?
I like Erotic. Yeah, I was going to say that because that's just a hell of a record. I just like... That was one. I mean, obviously, I'd heard Purple Rain and all of that and When Doves Cry, whatever. But I think my brother-in-law played that for me. My brother-in-law, mad funny, but he always used to love the line, or he still loves the line where he's like, when you crash, well, maybe not the ride. When he's talking about, you know, you could do all of this, you could crash the ride. He's like, whoa, well, maybe not the ride. Just that little bit of humor in the middle of that fly-ass song. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, let's be clear. You know what I'm saying? But I like that shit. I like Erotic City is hard. I mean, he's got joints, but it always, what always struck me, what made me really get into Prince, because at first I looked at him as weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was very eccentric, and when you young, eccentric comes across as weird and very different, you know what I'm saying? There's no true nuance, you know what I mean, initially. But, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he got his ass cheeks out. You know what I'm saying? You're like, all right, this cat is on some different shit.
I mean, he got high heels on, you know, hair all straight. You know what I mean? He doing all kind of stuff that people would normally consider, you know what I'm saying, very not masculine and very, you know, who might put you on the other side. you know.
Right.
But for whatever reason, it was okay for him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Prince did it. It was okay. And then.
But what I. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think, you know, the thing about Prince, man, once I did get to kind of hear his words and shit like that, it's like you see like how he played it. You know what I'm saying? Like most men wrote songs for men, you know what I'm saying? Or even when they wrote songs to women, it was from a man's point of view. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much all the time. Prince, he'll write a song that's, you know, about him, a man and a woman. But he'll write that shit from a woman's perspective. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the one that fucked me up, you know, like listening to it as a young person was If I Was Your Girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, at the time I'm hearing this, I'm young, you know what I'm saying? All the girls, you know, got their little friends, their little crew and all that shit who was way more important than you at the time. So when he wrote it, when you listen to the words and shit, what he's saying, it's like he's saying to them all the shit that they want done or they want to do or they want to hear. And he flipping it on them, though, and putting it in they own, he framing it up in a world that they already know. You know what I'm saying? He ain't like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to come home from work and, you know what I'm saying, can I make your dinner? You know what I'm saying? That's like from a man's perspective. He like, if I was your girlfriend, would you let me do it? You know what I'm saying? Then they had to think about it in a different kind of way. And I'm like, damn, that's some real skullduggery. That nigga, that is on some shit.
Right.
That's diabolical.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's just like spoke to, like, that's a different way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? And it lets you know, like, a song don't have to come out straightforward from one way, one perspective. This nigga went and flipped that shit, turned it upside down, and came in the other way. And that's why you know what I'm saying? That's why he like to play with it. Like, shit, Prince, come on over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want Prince over here, not your ass.
Yeah, now he was a player.
Yeah,
that was what I always thought when I seen it. Like, that was one of the first artists, you know, because you see certain artists have a certain effect on, you know, their audience, you mm-hmm. know. And I always peeped that Prince, he made his music, you know, it was sexy, but it made women feel sexy as they were singing it. Like, it was like mm-hmm. they would get into it, get real performative. They bring the, like, it would amp it up, like, more mm-hmm. than anybody I'd, you know, really could reference at that time. Like, some Prince mm-hmm. turn on. Prince was like, that shit was a like an aphrodisiac. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Prince is shit doing some of the heavy lifting.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, he putting them all the way in the mindset already. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He giving them the outcomes before, you know what I'm saying, you even get started. So he planting the outcomes already in the head. Like, I'm reading the lyrics to this damn song. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. this nigga like, is it really necessary for me to go out of the room just because you want to undress? We don't have to. Right. We don't have to make children to make love, and we don't have to make love to have an orgasm. Your body is what I'm all about. Can I see it?
Yeah.
I'll show you. Why not? I'm like, yeah, damn, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? You 16. You don't know what the fuck going on. You don't know how to say none of that shit.
It's fly shit. Cyrano de Bergerac ass shit. Yeah. Ooh, Prince.
You just put that on and be quiet, nigga. Shut up.
Right. Right. Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Happy birthday to the man. Oh, man. So, yeah. What else is going on with you?
Oh, man. Just out here, man. About to try to make another timeline jump.
Oh, yeah? Were you going backwards again or forward this time? Where you going?
Nah, definitely always forward. You know what I'm saying? Always forward. Right. Always in progress. Always in, you know, it's just time.
I thought you jumped back at one point.
No, you look back. You look back to jump forward. You know what I'm saying? You look back to kill things in the past so you could move to the future. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's just, for real, it was just like kind of like taking stuff out your way. You know what I mean? But the way I was looking at it was before was like, what's in my way? You know what I'm saying? When you feel like you're in your own way, you know what I mean? So what is it that I'm doing that's in my own way? So now it's more about not what's in my way, but it's like, what is my way? Like, what is the way that I want to do this shit? How I want to do it? Like, you know what I mean? And it's easy to look at the things that you want. You know what I mean? Yeah, I want this and I want that, and that's how I want to do it. But it ain't really about that. It's about how do you want to move throughout this world? How do you, you know what I'm saying? What do you want? What do you want people to get when you come in and come around? You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, all right, boom, that's the next level. It's not about getting in position. It's like, now you in position, how do you want to affect the world around you and the world beyond? You know what I mean? So that's what I feel like I need to work on, you know, because sometimes, you know, you get to a place where you feel like, yeah, I'm good. This is cool. But, you know what I'm saying? There's still this thing of like, okay, I got things that I want to do. I got ways that I want the world to see me or experience what I got in my head. And I ain't got a whole lot of time to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? So let's get to it. But where do you start? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could talk about the work. You know what I mean? Yeah, you doing this work and doing that work, but that ain't really the point. You know what I mean? It's really, what are you putting in your work? What's the ingredients that you put in? Like, everybody cook dinner and shit every day. But the difference is some people putting this type of energy in they cooking and this type of ingredients and, you know what I'm saying, putting that love in it. I remember one time, you know, you would hear somebody, you know, they put their foot in that. Or, you know what I'm saying, you know, them they really like to cook. But I was at Whole Foods on Houston. And they had just opened up this little, I guess it wasn't like a, it was a restaurant per se, but it was like, you know, the people from Whole Foods come up, they got a menu, they cook that shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I had been there, niggas, you see niggas cooking in the kitchen right there, you see them cook the whole shit right in front of you. And then one day it was this lady who was in there, and before I ate, I was just there working. And I saw how she was moving about. And I saw, you know, how she was preparing. She was preparing like she was at home or something. You know what I'm saying? Not like she was at Whole Foods. And, I, you know, I got the menu and I was, you know, was going through the menu. Then she started suggesting some shit, da-da-da-da-da. Then I ain't pick her suggestion. I was like, well, what about this? Oh, she's like, oh, okay, yeah, I like that. You know, okay, I make that. And then she went and started making that shit. But you could tell that she was into what she was doing. It wasn't like she was just throwing that shit. All right, shit, blah, 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 blah. She was into that shit. And when I got it, she was good as fuck. I was like, damn, it was way, it, you know what I'm saying? It tasted beyond its weight. You know what I'm saying? Like, meal might have been $12. That shit tasted like a, like, this shit was a gourmet five-star restaurant type of affair. I was like, damn, how you do that? You know what I'm saying? She was like, I was like, you must really love what you're doing. She was like, I do. I was like, I could tell. You know what I'm saying? And that was like the first real time that you saw from start to finish. And then you know what I'm saying? Your grandma house or whatever, you feel it. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about like out in the world, just in the wild. And so it's like, what are you putting in your work? And how are you doing it? You know what I'm saying? Are you really putting your full energy and love in this, what you're doing? And if not, how can you get to that point? You know what I mean? How can you move your every, you know, fiber with intention that you really curated in yourself? And, you know, if you can make that happen, how would the world receive that shit? You know what I'm saying? And what would the world give back to you, you know what I'm saying, in response? And I think that's that's a missing link, because I've been moving through this bitch just working. Like, boom, boom, all right, that's done. Bang, bang, okay, what we doing? All right, bet, boom, boom. That, you know what I'm saying? And while you love the process, you know what I'm saying? It's just not like, all right, what I'm doing, every move I'm making that bitch with my full intent, with all my sunshine going into my all my moves. And I don't even know if that's possible, but, you know, something to try.
Yeah, it's a worthy effort, you know. Yeah, just, you know, and you know it when you meet somebody that's doing what they love, mm-hmm. or that just loves where they are in life. Mm-hmm. You can see it. It's like a brighter light bulb. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers ain't, you know, they ain't on their full wattage. You know, they you know, they not dim, mm-hmm. but they ain't really shining as bright as they could for mm-hmm. various reasons. You know what right. I'm saying? And a lot of times, like you're saying, you know, trust the process. We've had this conversation a few times, you know, trust the process. And especially after the, you know, in the midst of the pandemic, I think the pandemic definitely, for myself, made me realize moving in a blur, right? And, you know, sometimes you trust the process, you could kind of be married to the outcome, mm-hmm. but not paying attention to the input. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you inputting, that's more present than the outcome. The outcome isn't guaranteed, you know, mm-hmm. like, so what you doing and being present in what you doing and hitting that little flourish mm-hmm. in the middle of that shit, mm-hmm. like, whatever happens at the end, it don't matter, because if that shit don't even happen, everybody saw that, but not even everybody who saw it, you felt that. You right. was charged, you know what I'm right. saying? And yeah, that shit means a lot.
That shit like rookie season Ja Morant. He ain't make all the dunks, but the ones he tried, you know what I'm saying? You felt those exactly. shit like, oh, shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now he making them bitches. Now.
Absolutely. Or even shit, fucking, I don't know what season Steph Curry. When that right. motherfucker pull up, it's almost like you paying attention to every jumper this nigga takes, whether he makes it or not, because he love that shit. You can right. still see as many years, as many times he's been to the finals, he's still having fun out there. There's like a little playground element where he throw that shit up and go back down the court. Don't even look at the shit. Like, he's so into, man, that shit is great to see.
He ill with it, you know what I'm saying? Dude, what tripped me out about Steph is, he don't make all the shots. He don't make 100% of the shots. But when he make the shot, that shit uh-huh. is usually like, don't touch no rim, barely touch the net. That shit be like, you're like, God damn. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the accuracy of the make be, uh-huh. I seen him a couple of games ago. He went and he took a free throw. And uh-huh. then that shit like rumbled in. You know what I'm saying? It ain't go straight in. It was like, boop, boop, boop. You know what I'm saying? And he was mm-hmm. upset. He like, you know what I'm saying? He was like, shit. You know right. what I'm saying? And they called out like, yeah, he's upset because he hit the rim. I'm like, damn, mm-hmm. this nigga shit so precise. This nigga goddamn ninja. Mm-hmm. Want that thing to be whoop. And that's how his shot be looking clean, man. That shit be all, well, as they would say in Miami, all draws.
All draws. That's funny. They used to say water. That shit water. That shit wet.
All net. At first it was all net. Yeah. Then niggas changed to all draws.
All draw.
Then nigga hit that shit all draws.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's if you're going, never mind. I was gonna say, if you're gonna be ignorant out here shooting in the world, shoot like Curry, nigga. Don't be bricking. Don't be hitting the backboard. Backboard is a hit civilian. The target. Yeah, nigga, hit the target, hit the bottom of the net. Come on,
shooting the fans.
Yeah, man, exactly. Nigga, just this nigga got popcorn in his hand. He ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Anyway, yeah, man. Yeah, so that's gonna be interesting. It's been good to watch. We'll see what happens with the rest of this Celtics Warriors series.
Celtics ain't no punks, man.
Nah. They here to play. They in it.
It's hard to root for either one of these teams, boy. For me.
Yeah. What's up? What's your beef with Golden State?
You know, the Celtics always been like kind of racisty. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, when Larry, even when growing up, when Larry Bird was playing, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, you could feel
the Celtics then.
You could feel the racism. The Warriors is like gentrification. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, when they came up, you know, when they popped out as a contender, you know what I'm saying? It was a very light-skinned bunch, you know what I'm saying, besides Draymond. But, you know, it was a very clean-cut-looking bunch. Curry is, you know, super clean-looking, and Clay, and, you know what I'm saying? It's very, you know, bright affair. And then, you know, they were going up against, like, Cleveland at the time. They had LeBron and a bunch of ragtags, you know what I'm saying? Right. And so, you know, I probably talked about it on here. I was at Casablanca watching the game. It was like, I think it was that first year.
Oh, yeah, I think you did.
Year of the Warriors versus Cleveland. And, you know, Cleveland was up for most of the game, like, all to, like, somewhere in the fourth quarter. And the ball was relatively quiet, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, you know, some niggas in there chilling. You're like, okay, what's going on? There was some cats in there going for Golden State, black guys. And then, you know, it was a lot of white people in the bar, which was weird because, you know, this is like the first era of it be like a co-mingling space of the gentrifiers and the old-timers. And so Golden State started coming back. You know, Curry, you can't be up, you know what I'm saying? No lead is safe when them niggas get to clicking. So they start coming back, and the gentrifiers come to life. So it's like, I'm like, wait a minute, where these people been the whole game? You know what I'm saying? Like, they just came out the blue. They wasn't saying nothing. Quiet as church mice. Now they get about a 3-point lead. They going crazy. And then somewhere along the line, they up now. They probably up by 10. And you know, the Warriors make a shot. And then it was somebody, one of them in the crowd, they just got real loud. That was a foul. He needs to. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, y'all niggas up by 12 now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was saying it like, he said some shit like, that was brutal. He started, you know, putting, you know what I'm saying, like, jungle adjectives to it. And I'm like, wait a minute now. This don't feel right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it felt very racial. Like, you know what I'm saying? That black guy just hit that light-skinned guy on the arm real hard. It's a championship game, man. You up by 12. It don't matter. Like, what is you making this big deal? Where the fuck you been all game? You was nowhere to be found. You was quiet when y'all was down. Now you up. Now you just making all this noise. And I bet you ain't from California or the Bay. So you another bandwagon gentrified fan. And I don't like it. So it just felt like, in the grand scheme of things, like, you know, that particular audience gravitated towards that team. And and it just felt very racial. So, for me, it's hard to root. Even though I respect all how good the motherfuckers is. And you hate to see them coming. You hate to be playing against them. You hate that you can't. Had no kind. I mean, you got to be winning by 30, and still you be worried to us. You know what I'm saying? 90 seconds left.
Yeah. Shit's crazy. That shit is bananas. It's bananas. Yeah, man. Especially into that gentrification shit. You know, they're moving from Oakland to San Francisco.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? That's what we doing. I get it. But let me ask you a question. Do you identify as a light-skinned cat or not?
I really don't, but okay. I don't identify as a dark-skinned cat, that's for sure. Now,
I ain't like that.
You know what I'm saying?
A dark-skinned cat? Hilarious.
No, I'm just saying, it's like...
Yeah, I got you.
I grew up in a place... You know, most people think, like, you know what I'm saying, you got this light-skinned privilege or something like that, right?
Right.
But I grew up in a place where dark-skinned niggas was at the top of the hierarchy. You know what I'm saying? Right. Miami is like, it's a dark-skinned capital, per se. And so they didn't give light-skinned people no breaks. Unless, you know what I'm saying, like, you was like an El DeBarge type or something. You might have got the girls in the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, and beyond, you probably had privilege with the women. But in the world, nah, niggas is trying to give you a hard time. You know what I mean? So, me, I don't consider myself light-skinned. Where I'm from, they call me red.
Gosh, you know what I'm saying? Gosh.
Which, you know what I'm saying, is a tinge different. You know what I'm saying? It's slightly different than, you know, some people they call dirty red, which is, you know what I'm saying, its own kind of color, which is like that peanut butter look. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
right.
So, Miami got its own colorism going on. You know what I mean? But definitely dark skin in the men department, that was, they ran the roost. They got to call the shots on what was, you know, what as far as colorism goes. Now,
right,
you know, and then again, I'm not the type of light skin that came with the, you know, the funny eye, the funny colored eyes, or the silky fine hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole funny different color. That's right. A whole different environment. You know what I mean? That's a different thing. And so right. It's like, so I got the nappy hair and the, you know what I'm saying, and the red. So, you know, that all balances out. Then, you know, it was also, you got colorism, but then you also had down there, you had kind of like sizeism, you know. So, you know, like that's the home of like the football build, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Short, like when you tall and lanky. Like, you know, they rolled you hard as far as, you know, that little skinny ass, like, you know, like, ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Call you treetop or lurch or some shit like that. You rang, Mr. Adams. You know, all those kind of jokes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? The hood know how to, you know, pull at your genetics, even though you might, you know, in the end, it might be like, nah, that's a good thing. Nah, not to them. That shit gonna be a bad thing until, you know what I'm saying, until you discover your own goodness. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And you gotta discover your your own, nigga, because ain't nobody finna let you have it, nigga.
Right.
Like, you go anywhere, like, you go in the hood, this is crazy shit about black people. You go in the hood, and if you are, like, if you, it's like, I noticed, like, a lot of times, like, it's pretty cute girls in the hood, like, don't, you know, it's cute girls, like, in the hood, be having the worst nicknames and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, give them a fucked up name. This one girl, Goof Troop and Leech. And, you know, it's like these was, like, you know, formidable women in any other place, but in the hood, nah, we gonna break it down. Break it down. You gotta love yourself to get up out of this, right?
Yeah. Ain't gonna be no loose affirmations all in the wind like that. Yeah. You gotta. You gotta build your own self-esteem, nigga, at the house.
So I say all that to say that you couldn't rest on your colorism, you know what I'm saying, at all, because that shit was getting broke down, bust down, you know?
Gotcha.
So, I won't consider myself light-skinned.
I just wanted to find out. All right, bro.
No, I mean, that's a thing. Like, that's a thing. It's like, you take colorism, right? And... Mm-hmm. People talk about colorism when it comes to women, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or like white people and black people and racism and shit. Like, you know, light-skinned, privileged women, you know what I'm saying, pretty privileged or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Had somebody in here talking about, you know, today that light-skinned strippers make more money than dark-skinned strippers, or dark-skinned strippers got to work harder, you know what I'm saying? So you hear a lot of conversation about colorism when it comes to women. Mm-hmm. But nobody don't really talk about that shit when it comes to men, black men. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody don't talk about Drake or Steph Curry getting bullied about being light-skinned nigga. You know what I'm saying? They call niggas light-skinned niggas all day on the internet. he acting light-skinned. It's a whole adjective.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That take your color and turn you into a whole punk because... You know what I'm saying?
Cause you a light-skinned cat.
Cause you light-skinned. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You acting light-skinned. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? What's acting dark-skinned, though? It ain't no thing. You know what I'm saying?
But nah, they got some dark skin shit too. What's dark skin?
That mean you tough, you hard, like, you know what I'm saying?
There's that. There's the tough, the hard shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't trust that nigga type shit. But then on the other side of it, there's the, you know, women are like, you know, chocolate ass. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit, it's both sides. But the part what I was getting at too was like, those are like the extremes, light skin, dark skin. You know what I'm saying? As far as colorism go. And then there's the middle, you know, there's brown skin. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's, but you don't really hear, you'll hear people, there's mad people that identify as brown skin. You know what I'm saying? That's what we hear up here. But there's not much of a lot of traits that go with that, because that's just kind of like in the middle type shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just cutting even. You know what I mean? But when you're on this side, there's some attributes, positive and negative. And then you're on this side, there's some attributes, positive and negative. Right. That is just, it's just so, kind of funny. So I was, go ahead.
I would like to know, and it comes to a black man, what's positive about being light-skinned?
I mean, shit, I know growing up, I would say.
I'm talking about right now.
Nah, I'm saying, but right now, I think, look, dog, I think a lot of, like, I think the light-skinned cats still get some of that privilege. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's so funny. I think, look, I think you got to, you know, you got to embrace who you are and get it off. There's a fan for all of them. There's a fan for all. That's what you got to realize. Hold on, let me finish. There's a fan. You'll realize all of them, but I do. There's fans for all of them, right? So there's there's women that like dark-skinned dudes, and then there's women that like light-skinned dudes, right? All so it's funny, like, dark-skinned dudes could kind of, you know, oftentimes talk about their reign from, like, it'd be like circa. It'd be like the Wesley Snipes to whomever era. I don't know if it was all, but there's, like, always a light-skinned cat out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just... I don't know, man. It's a
I'm saying yes. There's a light skinned cat on TV, like, but they don't get you. You talk to people in the Publix. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it goes different. I think this is the thing. It depends on the perspective. I think amongst men, light skinned cats are gonna have a long day. You know what I'm saying? Like, cats is going, you know, they're gonna look at you like you soft, you a sucker, whatever. Mm-hmm. Amongst women, there's a lot of women that are like, oh, nah, but, you know, da da da. Like, I used to see that shit. It's like, I used to see it growing up. Like, it was like, who that nigga? Da 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 da. Whatever. And it was like, it was, you know, it was some old smooth, suave type shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was, it was player. You know what I'm saying? Like, Prince type niggas. You know what I'm saying? Prince was going with the conk and all of that shit. But, you know, like, I be peeping it. Now, but I do feel like now, I feel like it's a, I think there's more of a, I think there's more, like, when I look at, because to your point, I don't think, there is colorism amongst men. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Black men. There definitely is. It's just, I don't believe it's as pronounced as when you see it with women. You know what I'm saying? There's beautiful women all across. Beautiful dark skinned women, beautiful light skinned women, whatever, right? But you don't hear, maybe just dudes don't really, you don't really hear a lot of, like, not that you don't hear, but it's not as loud that you'll hear dark skinned dudes saying they are overlooked or they don't really, they feel as though, you know what I'm saying? Like, they feel as though they're like, yeah, they look, they're being looked past. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see, like, I know a lot, like, since a kid growing up, I know a lot of dark-skinned girls have felt a way about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and they get it tougher than a dark-skinned dude. But I'll be honest, the dark-skinned dude, I remember one time being at a strip club, I ain't want to dance with this one chick, and she was like, "Fuck you, you black ass nigga." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, ma. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, fuck it. You know, it is what it is.
But it was just, it was like, it was more funny because it wasn't like some shit that that happened all the time. It wasn't like, here we go again with the shit. Because then at the same time, there's still love out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's still love out there. And I think that, I would think that women, they don't get as much love. You know what I'm saying? The colorism hits a little harder. Or at least they feel like they don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
But,
I can't really
speak for women.
I'm not comparing the men's colorism to women's colorism. It's two totally different worlds. Yeah. But when you talk about men, right, and then, you know, it's like, it seems like the light skin debate versus, like, the dark skin isn't as absolute as the light skin. Like, yes, in real life, people like people. You know what I'm saying? No matter what color. You know what I'm saying? Everybody going to get something. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna get it off at the end of the day at some point, you know? But publicly, you'll have a harder time finding women to publicly say, I like a light-skinned nigga. You know what I'm saying? Right now. Like, we was doing the Dear Black Man shit. I almost had to force somebody to say it. You know what I'm saying? It took me, we had about 24 women. And it was probably like one, you know what I'm saying? She was like, and she chose dark skin first, but it was kind of like, well, you don't like light skin, man, at all? She's like, oh, no, if they, you know, if this, that, and the third, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of qualifiers, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, my main thing is no chocolate, you know what I mean? So it was absolute, you know what I'm saying? Damn near unanimous, you know what I mean, amongst that selection of women. If you looking at, you know, just internet chatter or whatever, you know what I'm saying? The public proclamations are usually going to be for, you know, when it comes to color, it's going to go chocolate. Like, you might have, like, yeah, I like this particular guy or that particular light-skinned guy. Or, you know, yeah, they're going to have their fans and they're going to show love, but then nobody going to say I like him because he light-skinned. Because that ain't even no thing to say these days. Like, you might get, you know what I'm saying, toe down for saying some shit like that. But so it just creates this perception that everybody like dark skin, right? But of course, I grew up who I was. You know, I had my fair share. You know what I'm saying? I got people that, you know what I'm saying, that fucked with me. So I know it's not an absolute thing. It's just like these proclamations. It's just like with racism and shit. A lot of white people say shit in their public forums and shit, and when you round them one-on-one, or, you know what I'm saying, you round them in close quarters, it'd be different. So, you know, it all works itself out into real life. You got, you know, some of it is imaginary, some of it is feelings that they act upon, and some of it is just the popular opinion at the time. And, you know, you roll with it. I just found it, since we just talk about it, just find it funny how, you know, this shit is a real thing. You know, motherfucker call you light-skinned of this shit. Nigga acting light-skinned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's definitely, there's definitely the connotation that you way more sensitive, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All of that shit. Or you know what I mean? You're going soft type of cat or whatever.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I'm just thinking back through life. I never really, like, I be seeing light-skinned cats pulling. You know what I'm saying? No, like, it don't never really feel like it don't be, like, there might be a whole lot of, I like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like how you said with the I love you black men, like, women are saying, oh, I love a chocolate man and all of that shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's greatly appreciated. But I'm like, from the light-skinned cats that I know in my life, I ain't never see them, like, want for no chicks. Like, it'd be like, you'd be like, all right.
I get what you're saying. And again, you know, again, times change and things change and aesthetics change. And people, as long as is humans going to be humans, everybody going to fuck each other no matter what colors. No, you know what I'm saying? If you put them in the room for too long together, you know what I'm saying? Things going to happen no matter what. Right? So that ain't really the point. It's just like these sentiments, you know what I'm saying? And that's all. I just find it, you know, Because at the end of the day, again, the way the hood was set up where I'm from, you had to love on yourself no matter what you was. You know what I'm saying? Right. So when people say, I don't like no light, I don't be can. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you know, first time I had my feelings hurt, it wasn't about, you know, light skin, dark skin, or nothing like that. It was this one girl at FAM, and she was thick, nigga, from D.C. Just had body for days, you know, man? And I'd be like, ooh, I used to be at her. And then when I finally was like, you know, what's good? She was like, I don't mess with skinny niggas. I was like, oh. my little feelings was hurt. Like, damn, skinny, mm-hmm. like what skinny niggas did to you. I can understand dark skin, light skin, you mess with light skin, but damn, skinny, shit. I had to go back and regroup.
I think you also, depending on where you're at, you sometimes, depending on what your perspective is,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's why you gotta be careful about your perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, but then, you know, that just let me know, you know what I'm saying? You ain't going to get everything. And everybody ain't going to like you. So, you best like yourself.
Perspective. You could pay attention to what you're missing or what you're getting.
Right.
So, sometimes if you're paying attention to what you're missing, you like, well, damn, it look like these niggas is getting, you know what I'm saying? More than, you know what I mean? Like, you say, well, why am I not getting all of this shit? And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's like, even if, like, you only see the hate, you don't see the love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to pay attention. You got to pay attention to what you pay attention to.
Right.
So there that go.
But, yeah. This is, you know, and the love got to come from within.
Oh, yeah. The love got to start from you.
And then once you got the love within, you got to put it in all your work. Put it in all what you do. You know what I'm saying? It ain't necessarily about doing what you love. It's about putting that love in whatever you do.
Mm. Put your foot all the way in it. Don't just dip a toe.
Yup.
Yeah, man.
So that's, you know what I'm saying? That's gemology of the week.
There you go. Shit. I think it's kind of, feel like it might be time to transform and roll out.
Yes, sir.
What you thinking?
Appreciate your time, brother.
No doubt. Likewise, good shop up. You know what I mean? Let us know. Hit us in the comments. Let us know how you feel about some of these things we was talking about. You know what I mean? Dark skin delegation. Holler at your people. You know what I'm saying? Talk about what you go through in life. You know what I'm saying? In my Wordle vets, let me know what your streak is looking like. Shit. You know what I mean? Anything else? Anything else we got?
Ah,
you know
what I'm saying?
If you're loving what you do, let us know.
Rare
you
know?
Yeah, man. But as always, you know, this shit was great. But as always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in a conversation. We out.
Conversation.